once more on the final day. You've had to dig deep.
Yes, we have. I know we only lost 5 wickets, but it so on the face of it, it probably looked like it was a comfortable enough draw. The wicket was obviously, I mean, it spun consistently throughout the whole game, but probably a little bit more so today, obviously, with, you know, their tails were up and they had the momentum, and it was some pretty incredible batting, really, from Sean and Jimmy. And two sort of contrasting knocks. Obviously, Sean was took the attack to them and played with a real sort of conviction, really, and really put the emphasis back on them. And I thought it was an absolutely outstanding knock. To obviously do that 200s in the game as well, his knock in the first innings as well was just sublime too. And also Jimmy did what Jimmy does and you know, soldiers on a different knock to Sean's, but equally as important. And, you know, their partnership was absolutely golden. And in the context of our season, you know, that could be after the momentum we got from winning last week to get another positive result, you know, this game and take 10 points out of it could be, you know, it could be the difference, really. So incredibly happy with the result, really. I know after day one, we probably felt we could have been on a more positive side of it, but as it was, we're pretty chuffed after today.
200s in the innings from Sean Irvine, batting at 3, just got back in the side, hadn't batted at 3 in the championship before. Tom Allsop missing out. That was a tough, tough selection for you guys.
Incredibly tough. Yeah, incredibly tough. You know, Tommy's played well all year in all forms, is an incredibly good young player, and will play for Hampshire for many, many years and score many, many runs for Hampshire. So it was incredibly tough. And I think you never quite know, but just with the wicket the way it was and the scores from the last game here, we just felt that, you know, Sean's experience and his sort of prowess against spin bowling, we just felt we had to try and have him in the team, really. And unfortunately for Tommy, you know, it was his spot that he took, but I'm sure, you know, we've got 3 games left. Who's to say that Tommy can't come in at some stage and play an equally as important role? You know, it was incredibly tough, but sometimes you've got to make those kind of decisions.
It seemed a game where you were really indebted to the left-handers. The guys you've just mentioned made major contributions in both innings.
Yeah, I mean, obviously with their 2 left-arm spinners, they sort of bowled quite fast into the wicket, and they got good practice in, you know, obviously in the last game against Durham, they did well doing that kind of thing. So we knew it was going to be tough, but we had to the left-handers' credit, they still had to play well. We couldn't just send any old left-hander in there. It's, you know, you've still got to play it incredibly well and have a method and stick to that method. You know, and all 4 left-handers that we did have, obviously with David Wainwright slower down the order as well, he got some crucial runs in the first innings and obviously went in there just to shore things up a bit as well. And they all played incredibly well.
I know you said it's a good result, a draw, but I think many people felt that 338 might have been a decent total in the first innings, and you might have gone on to win the game. In the end, you've had to work hard to save it. So from that point, is there a tinge of disappointment?
Probably at the end of day one, and actually going into the game beforehand, if you'd have given me the scores of this game, I'd have thought, no way, looking at the wicket before. But by all accounts, it wasn't quite as sort of volatile as maybe the Durham wicket was. It didn't quite spin and bounce quite as much. And perhaps as well, it's, you know, to the credit of the batsmen, really. The batsmen that have scored runs on it have found a method against spin and played it really well. So obviously, having got 3, you know, in excess of 300 first innings, given that all the other scores here in the last game were 180 or below, we thought, you know, we'd have a decent chance. But perhaps that's credit to, you know, to Somerset's batters for putting us under some real pressure.
3 games left of the season now. Yeah. It's getting a bit tight, isn't it?
Yeah, again, that's the Hampshire way, isn't it? But we seem to revel in it, really. We seem to have guys who various games go by and they pop up and put in some special performances at this stage. You know, got some decent experience, some decent youth, and we've got a nice blend, and we've played some, you know, some good cricket at times over the last, you know, probably 5, 6, 7 games. So we've just got to keep believing. We've got 3 games that, for all, you know, intents and purposes, we've got to believe that we can win them, and for various reasons, we can win, you know, all 3 of them. So we've got to keep believing, and we are.
Just one final one. I mean, obviously, James Vince back in the side. I think, you know, there was a chance that maybe you wouldn't have carried on the captaincy, but you did. What was the thinking there?
Yeah, I think to Vince's credit, he probably thought he hasn't seen a ball bowled in championship action, you know, probably since May, really. So he probably felt it was best to sort of come back in and just get a feel for things again. And I imagine it will just be something that is reviewed game by game. I don't really know. It was just happy to be sort of given the honour again in this game, and we'll see what happens against Yorkshire.